The budget includes a tax and revenue package that also phases in an increase of the state's minimum wage to $9 an hour in 3 years. The tax cuts and increases include $300 million in small business tax cuts and a $350 rebate check to New York families with children under the age of 17. The rebate checks will total $1.2 billion over the next 3 years. A tax on millionaires and a surcharge on electric utilities will be extended. Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver says it's a budget that he can be proud of.
Certainly our minimum wage proposal, you know, the $9 number, which we'll get to in here, is a very significant victory for our members. It's not as pure as we wanted it, but in 2 years it will be at $9, next year $8.75. So I think we're pretty good.
Republicans, who hold about one-third of the seats in the Assembly, pointed out what they see as flaws in the tax package. Assemblyman Bob Oaks of Central and Western New York, speaking on the Assembly floor, says the budget picks winners and losers.
We select certain people to receive a $350 child credit, but we ignore the young, struggling, childless married couple saving to buy their first home and waiting to have their first child. And it seems we also forget seniors on fixed income who are finding it difficult to make ends meet.
Opponents of hundreds of millions of dollars in funding cuts to services for the developmentally disabled say it's disabled people who are among those who lost out in the budget. Governor Cuomo initially proposed cutting $120 million to not-for-profit service providers after the federal government determined that New York had been overbilling for state-run developmentally disabled centers. Cuomo and legislative leaders ultimately agreed to restore $30 million, or around one-fourth of the cuts. Assembly members from both parties with disabled children and relatives vowed to fight on for full restoration. Assemblyman Harvey Wiesenberg, a Long Island Democrat who has a disabled son, called out Governor Andrew Cuomo, who negotiated the budget with the legislature, and recounted how the governor's mother had been an advocate for the developmentally disabled.
I don't know anybody who's an elected official with a heart that would do this. We cannot let dollars be more important than people.
Assemblyman Michael Kearns, also a Democrat from the Buffalo area, has a brother who is developmentally disabled. He recounted how then-Governor Nelson Rockefeller visited his brother and others at the center where he lived and even went swimming with the children. Assemblyman Kearns says the money is there in the budget to pay for the programs. It's just that it's been used for other things, like the $350 rebate checks.
Every person in the state of New York, take that $350 and sign it over to a not-for-profit. I don't need that $350. I don't want that $350.
The budget sets up a task force to try to use the $30 million in restorations as well as other federal Medicaid monies to try to mitigate some of the effects of the reductions. Governor Cuomo, who has argued that more money to the service providers is not always the answer, says he believes the cuts can be made up by cutting salaries of administrators at the not-for-profits as well as other unnecessary expenses.
Many of these overheads, I'm telling you, can be reduced. Many of the salaries are exorbitant. The corporate expenses are exorbitant, and that's where we believe the reduction should be born.
Assembly Republicans offered an amendment to restore the money, but even some of the Democrats decrying the cuts did not vote for it, saying it had no chance of passage. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.